Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This hour, we're exploring expressions of thankfulness through music from sources both sacred and secular. And in a featured recording by the choir of New College, Oxford, we'll hear music in thanks and praise for Saint Cecilia, the patron saint of musicians. We heard Nun danket alle Gott, Now Thank We All Our God, from J.S. Bach's Leipzig Chorales, performed by Fenner Douglas on the Flentrup organ of Duke University Chapel. The instrument, built in 1976, was designed to look and sound like an 18th century organ. What does it mean to give thanks? Over the centuries, countless composers have turned to music as a way of showing thankfulness. They've written songs giving thanks to God, to country, even to the Pope. This hour on Harmonia, we're feeling thankful, and we'll hear a variety of music, both sacred and secular, that expresses this sentiment. One famous piece of thanksgiving music is Johann Sebastian Bach's Cantata 29, Wir danken dir, Gott, wir danken dir. We'll hear the opening sinfonia, which is actually an arrangement based on the preludio from the violin partita number 3.
Thank you.
we heard the opening of Bach's cantata Wir danken dir, Gott, wir danken dir, performed by Masaki Suzuki and the Bach Collegium Japan on their 2012 recording. Bach was by no means the first composer to give thanks to God in song. Hundreds of years earlier, probably in the early 1360s, Guillaume de Machaut became the first to compose a complete polyphonic setting of the ordinary texts of the Roman Catholic Mass. Let's hear the final words of the Mass of Our Lady. Ite missa est, Deo gratias. Go, the Mass has ended. Thanks be to God. Set by Machaut, followed by three anonymous interpretations of the same text.
Thank you.
giving thanks to God at the end of the Mass. We heard two different interpretations of the same setting from the anonymous Mass of Tournai, performed by the Clemensic Consort, followed by Quintus Quadlibet and the Girls' Choir of Washington National Cathedral. Before that, we heard Anonymous Four from their recording An English Lady Mass, and we started off with part of Machaut's Mass of Notre Dame, performed by the ensemble Obsidienne. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. It wasn't just in church that people sang songs of praise. Deo Gratias Anglia is a medieval English song of the type known as a political carol. It tells the story of the 1415 Battle of Agincourt, where the English army, led by Henry V, routed the French army in a major victory for England. That was Ensemble Celadon performing their version of the Agincourt Carol, giving thanks for Henry V's victory at Agincourt in 1415. Like a lot of music from medieval times, the manuscript of the Agincourt Carol leaves us with more questions than answers, especially about performance. How many singers? Should there be instruments? Even the tempo is unclear. So here's another interpretation of the same carol. The singing of thanks for a victorious battle, we heard the ensemble Alamire perform a medieval political carol telling the story of the 1415 Battle of Agincourt. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, presenting EMA's annual Young Performers Festival on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're listening to music expressing thankfulness this hour on Harmonia. Occasionally, a song of thanksgiving bridges the gap between sacred and secular. 18th century English composer William Boyce's verse anthem, "The Lord is King, be the people never so impatient," while undoubtedly intended for performance in church, was written in thanksgiving for the Peace of Paris.
Thank you.
That was The Lord is King, performed by the choir of New College, Oxford, under the direction of Edward Higginbottom. 200 years prior to William Boyce, Orlando de Lasso was one of the most popular European composers of the 16th century. His 1573 motet, Agimus Tibi Gratias, We Give Thee Thanks, was published in the collection Patrocinia Musices, a 5-volume collection of sacred works. Giving thanks through music, we heard Currende Vocal Ensemble performing Agimus Tibi Gratias, We Give Thee Thanks, by Orlando de Lasso. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. On our featured recording, we'll hear from Edward Higginbottom and the young musicians of New College, Oxford. The recording Exultent Superi features motets of the 18th century French composer François Couperin, including the reconstructed Resonant Organa, a motet honoring Saint Cecilia, the patron saint of musicians. Among composers, there's a long tradition of music written in thanks and praise of Saint Cecilia. Her feast day is celebrated on November 22nd. Thank you. We heard François Couperin's motet Resonant Organa from the 2012 recording Exultant Superi, performed by the musicians of New College, Oxford, directed by Edward Higginbottom. Learn more about recent early music CDs on the Harmonia Early Music podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia is Elizabeth Clark. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, David Wood, John Bailey, Janelle Davis, and Heidi Siebers. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Luann Johnson, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.